Wisconsin held its spring election last week in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak. Last night, we got our first look at the results. In the big race, the race for the state Supreme Court, the liberal-backed Judge Jill Karofsky beat out incumbent Justice Dan Kelly, who is supported by conservatives. And former Vice President Joe Biden easily defeated Senator Bernie Sanders, who withdrew from the primary race between Election Day and Election Result Day. Lily Gorin is a professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University in Waukesha. She's the author of multiple books on political science, including as co-author, Mad Men and Politics, Nostalgia, and the Remaking of Modern America. Lily, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on today, Rob.
Let's look at the big result here in Wisconsin for our state Supreme Court seat for Jill Karofsky. Can you talk about how big a change this is and what it means down the road?
Well, again, this was, you know, a sort of tumultuous election last week, and the outcome spread of, you know, 10 points between Kelly and Karofsky. And Kelly is the incumbent. Incumbents generally have an advantage in incumbency. And in this case, that did not proved to be the case. And there's a whole bunch of discussion with regard to the difference also in the vote outcomes for the primaries, the presidential preference primaries, in terms of the Democrats having a contested primary between Biden and Sanders and Trump running essentially unopposed, and whether or not that also depressed some of the voters who might otherwise have come out if that Republican nomination had been contested.
That said, I saw some national and international reporting on our election here that talked about a, you know, an upset win, a surprise or shocking win, whereas I felt like people in Wisconsin were looking at this thing saying, we have no idea, given all the hullabaloo here, what's going to come out of this. Which way do you lean?
I was leaning in the latter way, in the latter direction, because it was, you know, as you say, I love the word choice, a hullabaloo. And also, you know, somewhat disconcerting when you have, you know, shelter in place and stay at home orders around the country, around the world. And then you have the sort of demand that in order to vote, you actually have to go and be in public with other people. And we all saw the images of people standing 6 feet apart from each other in line, and so forth, and it taking hours and hours in Green Bay and Milwaukee to vote. And so it was quite tumultuous. And I didn't know how many people would end up voting. And so we see quite a few people did end up voting, both absentee and in person. And we had fairly robust voter turnout. 34%, I think, is the percentage of eligible voters who came in one form or another, voted by mail or voted in person last Tuesday.
I want to give a listen to Justice-elect Karofsky and her victory speech over Zoom last night, talking here about voters deciding last week whether to go to the polls or stay home.
The people in the state rose up. They fought through that untenable decision, and they decided that they want to have Supreme Court justices who make decisions based on what the law is, who are not beholden to special interests, who are not partisan. And that's what you're going to have in Justice Jill Karofsky.
Now, Lily, this is a common theme in this Supreme Court race and past Supreme Court races. If I'm the candidate, I'm going to observe the rule of law, and my opponent is beholden to partisan special interests. And that's what we hear from candidates on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the oddity of voting in judicial races, and not everybody does. We do it here in the state of Wisconsin, but other states, they're appointed by governors in a fashion that's to some degree more like the federal fashion. But, you know, we do have these 10-year terms, which is also supposed to make them less partisan, more independent on the bench. So it is definitely a complicated kind of thinking when you also are sort of saying the person running is supposed to be nonpartisan, but it's clear that one person is going to be more like a Republican and one person is going to be more like a Democrat.
Now, after an election like this, the moment the results are out, we start trying to figure out, okay, does this mean something for a future election in November or 2023 for the next state Supreme Court election? I don't know. Seems like it's going to be hard to hang a lot of valid predictions given the weirdness of this one. What do you think, Lily?
I mean, I think I would agree with you that because of the complicated nature of, you know, what happened with the various court rulings being made and then being overturned and you know, at the sort of we're at peak coronavirus in Wisconsin right now, as I understand it, and I'm not an epidemiologist, and so I'm not sure. An expert in any of those aspects, but I think that it is a very complicated sort of what can we draw out from this particular election that might tell us about November or might tell us about future elections, because it was quite tumultuous.
Talking to Lily Gorin, professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University in Waukesha, talking about last week's election and yesterday's election results in various races here in the state. Let's turn to the Democratic presidential primary. Lily, technically, voters had a choice. There were a bunch of names on the ballot only by last Tuesday. A couple of them still actually in the race. Can we make too much of what we saw in the results yesterday? Because it looked like Joe Biden was going to be the nominee no matter what Wisconsin said.
And again, you know, and this is a major reversal from what we saw in Wisconsin 4 years ago with regard to Sanders doing quite well and winning Wisconsin 4 years ago. Last week's election, Biden carried the majority in every county in Wisconsin on the Democratic side of the ticket. So that was a real switch in terms of the outcome. And as we know, Bernie Sanders, Senator Sanders, suspended his campaign the day after the Wisconsin primary last week, and then recently endorsed Vice President Biden. And so you do have, you know, 32% of the voters who voted in the Democratic primary voted for Sanders. 2%, in fact, voted for Elizabeth Warren, but 63% voted for Joe Biden. And he is the presumptive nominee now for the Democratic Party.
Looking ahead to November, Lily, I won't ask you to make big predictions, but this one I think is safe. Wisconsin will be hotly contested and one of a handful of states that could swing the whole thing. Is that fair to say?
I would say that is fair to say.
Now, looking at how we do elections a little bit, I don't know. Do you think we need to do more to think about, hey, elections are a big deal and things can happen, natural disasters, pandemics, cyber attacks or whatever? Do we need to have more plan Bs in our pocket?
I mean, I would think so. And you know, I think the assembly just voted and did not pass a number of proposals for more sort of absentee or mail-in voting opportunities for the November election. There are a number of states that do complete mail-in balloting on the West Coast, Washington and Oregon. And I think Colorado has also been doing it now, too, for not quite as long. But if you remember, in 2012, there was a giant hurricane blizzard that hit along the East Coast. And it was the same sort of situation that just days before the presidential election, there was massive structural damage and people without power in New York and Connecticut and New Jersey and so forth. And so I think that, you know, trying to protect the process is important so that people have the capacity to vote if there is a pandemic, if there is a hurricane, a flood, whatever.
As we start to wrap up, Lily, any other takeaways that you've been thinking about from last Tuesday / yesterday's results of last Tuesday?
That in the races that the Sanders Biden race actually drew more votes than the Karofsky race in terms of the votes that she carried and how many votes they carried combined. And also, there was quite substantial absentee voting, particularly in Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Washington counties. And I know that was part of the complication was people had requested absentee ballots and they hadn't gotten one. I actually had a friend who received one, but it was the wrong ballot. So there were a whole bunch of different things that transpired. People can get the ballots back in time. I know there were questions about postmarks. And so the question of having people have enough time to request ballots and then mail them in by the time the election is, I think, sort of important and something that both we should think about at the state, local, and national level.
Lily, thanks a lot for being with us again today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
That's Lily Gorin with Carroll University with us today to talk about the results released last night for the state's spring election and what it could mean as election season continues on now to November. If you want more about the results and specific races, find them at WPR.org.